From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. As more children get their own smartphones, iPods, and tablets, surveys show most parents are fretting about the dangers that lurk on the web. Well, here's the good news. There's an app for that. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports on the growing industry to help parents stay one step ahead of their kids.
The advice used to be put the computer in a common room and block kids from certain sites. But that doesn't work in a world of tweets, posts, and Instagram. So in Virginia, Mike Robinson, who works in IT, has rigged a way to keep tabs on his teenage son, no matter what device either of them is on.
It's sort of like a version of remote desktop that enables you to run the program kind of silently in the background.
This let Robinson see that one day on Facebook, his son came across an adult meetup site.
It wasn't that he was going after trying to find people. He was just trying to look at the pictures that were on those sites, which were pretty explicit.
I think it's one more tool that we can use as parents to ensure our children's safety.
Betsy Landers heads the National Parent Teacher Association. She says keeping tabs on what a child does online is not like reading their diary.
It's open to so much exposure. Predators now can prey on our kids online when they are totally unaware that they're dealing with an adult.
Of course, not everyone's adept enough to set up their own monitoring system, so software developers have responded to parents' fears with a booming market in easy-to-use apps.
Understand who your kids are interacting with and what's being shared.
Detailed online activity summary reports for each of your kids.
You can even be notified of signs of bullying or inappropriate language.
Those are ads for You Know Kids, Norton Online Family, and Mama Bear, a recent app which, among many other things, can also alert you if the car your child is in is speeding. One tech reviewer castigated Mama Bear as intrusive, controlling, and downright disrespectful to children. She's not the only one with concerns.
When parents are engaged in these kind of monitoring activities, they end up being interpreted by their young people as spying.
Lynn Schofield Clark has a new book called The Parent App on families in the digital age. She worries that too much monitoring undermines trust between parents and children, and she says it can backfire. She found plenty of teens with two Facebook accounts, only one of which mom or dad knew about.
Teenagers are always about trying to create some kind of a space for themselves where they can interact with their peers apart from supervision. And so they're going to find ways to do that.
I don't want my children feeling like it's normal that I know every word or every thought.
But Dave Otto is an information security specialist with the federal government and knows all too well about the risks online. He uses a program called Web Watcher, which logs every email, instant message, and keystroke his three daughters type or read, though Otto mainly keeps quiet about what he finds.
There are things I've seen where I kind of slap my head and say, I wish they weren't. Ugh. But it was just kids being kids. I can't police that. I don't want to police that.
Mostly, Otto says he'll chide his kids for goofing around online when they were supposed to be doing homework. While some worry about intruding on teens' private lives, Kim Kelso in Tampa says a monitoring app means newfound freedom for her 16-year-old son. We spoke at 5 o'clock on a school day.
I just got an alert that my son just arrived home.
Her son has mild autism. Kelso says he's prone to getting lost and doesn't always make good decisions. But with the Mama Bear app, she allowed him to not only get a phone, but also join Facebook.
I get notifications if he's got a new friend request. I can go onto his Facebook account and I can see if they're texting or typing in bad words, and I could actually block those words from being able to be used.
Kelso says her son is thrilled with the phone and has no objections to the monitoring. Others, though, can find it frustrating. In Virginia, Mike Robinson says at times his son has been driven to an unlikely extreme. To speak freely and unchecked with his friends, he's actually resorted to that old-fashioned mode of communication, the telephone. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.